Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'd like to start today with clarinetist Tony Scott and his get-together with Jimmy Nepper, trombonist. For Carlton Records, 1957, Clark Terry plays the trumpet with them, Sahib Shahab, baritone saxophone, Bill Evans early on for him in his career at the piano, Milt Hinton bass, Paul Modian on drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
Scott and Jimmy Nipper in their band, Scott clarinet, Nipper trombone, and Clark Terry on trumpet, Sahib Shahab, baritone saxophone, Bill Evans, piano, Milt Hinton, bass, and Paul Motian on the drums. Portrait of Ravi, and I've always assumed Ravi Shankar, the master of the sitar, East Indian music, and written by Scott. And Body and Soul, the classic by Johnny Green, all by Carlton Records, 1957. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Evergreen State College's Evening and Weekend Studies in Olympia. Working adults who want to complete their bachelor's degree can pick classes that fit their goals and schedules. Winter registration begins December 7th. Details at evergreen.edu/evening.
Bobby Short now, 1959 for Atlantic. Some arrangements for him by Phil Moore. And, of course, Bobby on piano and vocal. Yank Lawson trumpet. Lou McGarrity violin and trombone. Eddie Bearfield, who started almost the beginning of his art, playing clarinet and saxophones. Al Keola on guitar, Milt Hinton bass, and Terry Snyder on the drums. Bobby Short, 1959.
Doing that, society bear, Hetty Green and Rockefeller, threw their shoulders up in the air, rocking like a big propeller. Someone and a belt wrapped me up in a beautiful diamond quilt. Mr. Schwab was on the job in a high-toned manner, playing the piano. Morgan cried, I don't give a care, let me spend another dollar. Throwing up his hands in the air, Mr. Gould began to holler, stocks are going up, going up, going up. Stocks are going up, going up, going up. So come on, let's dance that society bear. It's a bear, it's a bear. Papers say everybody there laughed out loud when one heiress fair kissed John D. where he has no hair at all. Then cunningly began to call his head her loving billiard ball around the hall. Carnegie did the turkey trot for an hour with a chicken that egged him on till he most forgot to care. One step about his library, doing that rich society fair. Piano. Stocks are going up, going up, going up. Stocks are going up, going up, going up. So come on, let's dance that society bear. It's a bear, 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 it's a bear.
Different keys, beautiful changes and harmonies. He starts in C and changes to D. He's fooling around most any old key. What's that? Hear that minor strain? That's it. There it goes again. There's so many babies that he can squeeze, and he's always changing those keys. And play strangest changes. He plays them all day. So sweet, so I repeat, changes, changes.
Bobby Short playing the piano, singing for you, Phil Moore's arrangements for him. 1959 for Atlantic Records, That Society Bear. Early one for Irving Berlin and Walter Donaldson's Changes, talking about the harmonies of the music. Yank Lawson trumpet, Lou McGarity violin and trombone, Eddie Bearfield clarinet and saxophone, Al Caola on guitar, Milt Hinton bass, and Terry Snyder playing the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoon. Count Basie, 1940. Broadway, written by Henry Wood, arranged by Wood for the band. Basie's work on the piano. Lester Young has a turn on the tenor sax. Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet. The band and Basie take it out. Count Basie for OK Records, 1940, and Broadway. Count Basie and his piano and his orchestra. 1940 for OK Records and Broadway, with Basie's piano and Lester Young's tenor saxophone, Harry Edison's trumpet. Flip side of that is a couple of months later, January 1941. Tab Smith, who was playing alto in the band at this time, wrote this and arranged it as a feature for himself. And he has that distinctive sound. I mean, the difference between Charlie Parker and Tab Smith and any number of alto players you want to talk about, that's what it's supposed to be, the individual. Buck Clayton, here on trumpet. Jack Washington, who played baritone sax in the band for a number of years. Don Bias on tenor sax, who had recently joined the band. Joe Jones drumming throughout and Basie's piano. The Jitters, a feature for Tab Smith on alto saxophone. Count Basie, 1941 for OK Records, and The Jitters, written by Tab Smith, and featuring him on alto saxophone, Buck Clayton's trumpet, Jack Washington's baritone saxophone, Don Bias tenor, and drumming, of course, with Joe Jones on Basie's piano. The Jitters, 1941, Count Basie. This is 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Pacific University, offering graduate degrees in education for those who have always dreamed of becoming a teacher. Seattle Pacific offers evening classes for working adults. Information on upcoming open houses is at spu.edu. Engaging the culture, changing the world.
Now to Benny Goodman and a couple of vocals by his vocalist in 1938, Martha Tilton, for Victor Records. And here they are.
Thank you. fall in love? Why'd you mention stars above? Why'd you make me fall in love with you? When I thought that love was blind, why'd you make me change my mind? Why'd you make me fall in love with you?
Benny Goodman, his clarinet, and his orchestra, 1938 for Victor Records, and two featuring vocalist Martha Tilton. The first, Why'd You Make Me Fall in Love, written by Walter Donaldson. The second, It's the Dreamer in Me, written by Jimmy Van Heusen and bandleader Jimmy Dorsey. And some fine work, I should mention, there by Jess Stacy at the piano and Dave Tufts drumming, and Harry James trumpet, Benny Goodman his clarinet, his orchestra. 1938, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Earshot Jazz, featuring the Charles Lloyd New Quartet with Jason Moran, Ruben Rogers, and Eric Harland. Sunday, December 6th at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall, Seattle. Information and tickets available at earshotjazz.org.
A longtime listener of this program, Jack, lives in Cincinnati, and he wrote me a wonderful email and talked about the program and said, you know, Cannonball Adderley and John Coltrane were heard with Miles Davis. Did they ever do some stuff by themselves? I mean, their own group. I said, yeah, of course, I'll play that for you. And this is what's coming up now. Cannonball Adderley and John Coltrane from Mercury Records in Chicago. A wonderful record. I recommend it to anybody. 1959, Adderley on alto and Coltrane, of course, on tenor. We will hear three, Grand Central, written by Coltrane. You're a Weaver of Dreams, written by Victor Young. And Coltrane's The Sleeper. With them, Wynton Kelly, piano, Paul Chambers, bass, Jimmy Cobb on the drums.
Thank you.
Cannonball Adderley John Coltrane Quintet, Chicago, 1959 for Mercury Records. Cannonball on alto and Coltrane tenor, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, Jimmy Cobb on the drums. Grand Central for the station by Coltrane. You're a Weaver of Dreams, a beauty by Victor Young. And The Sleeper by Coltrane. All Mercury Records, all Chicago, 1959. It's a great record. You might go look for that if you don't have it. Cannonball Adderley and John Coltrane and Jack, if you're out there from Cincinnati. We talked about this. That's for you, buddy. Thanks a lot. Cannonball Adderley, John Coltrane. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you, and you, and you. Cy Oliver, the great arranger and composer, worked primarily with Tommy Dorsey. I got his name working with Tommy Dorsey and Jimmy Lunsford's band before that. Was a student, in a way, of Duke Ellington. And he did some wonderful things for Decca, on Decca Records, 1950 for Ella Fitzgerald. And here are two for you.
Sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. me. Can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing. As long as I hold the string, I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, and long as I hold a string, I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. Yes, I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, life is fun. Baby loves me, he's mine, all mine. What a world, say I'm in love.
Is a tropical man, you see. He is a native of Dabadi. In Dabadi, all the natives you see, they like roast pork and rice and peas. Knowing my husband likes rice and peas, and I'm a woman who loves to please, so I decided to cook him some before my horses begin to run. I put the peas in the pot to cook, get the papers to take a look, to see the odds that they give away. My favorite horse was running that day. I put the peas in the pot to cook. I put the peas in the pot to cook. But my horse was running at 20-1, and the peas and the rice come out one one. I burn up the rice and peas, child. The peas burn up and the pot get black. Just then me husband, he come back. Me husband make a right pass at me, cause I get mixed up with the pot and the peas. He say, I know that this happened before. I smell the bun bun outside the door. When I come home, when me work is done, the house is filled with confusion. Such confusion, baby, such confusion. You put the peas in the pot to cook, but you too busy to take a look. The peas and the pot, they all get black. Why don't you marry with the horse and live at the track? All the horses got me, woman. I take a seat in the easy chair next to the door to get some air. My husband swing round to conk me down, and the chair pulled up and I hit the ground. I jump on me foot and I start to run. My husband shy me with a pepper pan. The pepper fly out and make me sneeze, and I jump in the yard to catch the breeze. The peas and rice bring me grief and pain. The peas and rice cause me all the shame. In the yard when I look and see me, my malicious neighbor just looking at me. I put the peas in the pot to cook, but I forget then to take a look. Now my gossiping neighbors all make fun, cause the peas and the rice come out one bun. I'm sorry I burned that rice and peas, child. When I think of the things that me husband said,
that he will love me till the day I did. It hurt me hard and it make me cry, and the big teardrops fall out me eye. I stay in the yard till late at night. I make up me mind to face the fight. When I walk in, what do me eyes me? But me man in the bed with me racing sheep. All that money had me full on tension. I put the peas in the pot to cook. I put the peas in the pot to cook. But if my horse went at 20-1, let the peas and the rice come out. Burn, burn.
Ella Fitzgerald and two arrangements for her by Cy Oliver, and I think he was conducting the orchestra for her. Decca Records, 1950. I've Got the World on a String. That was written by Harold Arlen. And lyric by Ted Kohler back in 1932, I think. And Peas and Rice by Mabel Pollard and Milt Gabler, who ran the Commodore record shop in New York City and produced the magnificent Commodore records. Ella Fitzgerald, 1950, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Coleman Jewelers, a full-service independent jewelry store in Ballard, announcing their holiday event with a large collection of watches, custom designs, and pearls and diamonds for that special someone. Information at ColemanJewelers.com.
Most of the so-called big bands had smaller groups out of the big band. Quartets, trios, seven-piece, eight-piece sometimes. In Woody Herman's case, he called his small band the Woodchoppers. And here from 1946 for Columbia Records are two arrangements for the Woodchoppers by Shorty Rogers and Red Narvo, Nero's Conception and Igor, the band, Sonny Berman, trumpet, Bill Harris, trombone, Woody Herman, alto and clarinet, Flip Phillips, tenor saxophone, Jimmy Rolls, piano, Red Narvo vibes, Billy Bauer, guitar, Chubby Jackson on the bass, and Don LeMond on the drums. Thank you. Herman and the Woodchoppers, a nine-piece band, 1946, coming out of Woody's Herd, the big band, Columbia Records. Two for you, written by Shorty Rogers and Red Norville for this ensemble. Nero's Conception and Igor for Igor Stravinsky. Stravinsky had written a concerto for clarinet for the entire orchestra, featuring, of course, Woody, and I think Stravinsky conducting. Sonny Berman trumpet there, Bill Harris trombone, Woody Herman clarinet, Flip Phillips tenor, Jimmy Rolls piano, Red Norville vibes, Billy Bauer guitar, Chubby Jackson string bass, Don LaMond on drums. Louis Armstrong now, 1957. The amazing thing about Armstrong, I don't want to right now. This is not a class necessarily. But to talk about him and his importance to this art. But he could do everything. I mean, he was avant-garde and then he was extremely popular and continued to be popular. Could sing and make everything valuable in the idea of human expression. Here with Louis Armstrong, his trumpet and his voice, Oscar Peterson piano, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass, Louis Belson drums, 1957 for Norman Grand's Verve label.
Thank you. eyes. And you linger like a haunting refrain. And I find you spinning round in my brain like a bubble in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew. And I find the very mention of you like a kicker in a julep or two. Oh, the thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea, cast a spell over me. Still I said to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? Yes. You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. My papa said, though I'm certain that this heart of mine has no ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. You go to my head. You go to my baby boy with another brand new choo-choo toy. When I'm with my sweet Lorraine, yes, a paradise that are bluer than the summer skies. When you see them, you will realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. I'm so happy when it's raining. I don't miss the sun, for it's in my sweetest smile. Just to think that I'm the lucky one who will lead her down the aisle. Yes, each night I pray that nobody steals her heart away. Just can't wait until that happy day when I marry sweet Lorraine. Lucky one who will lead her down the aisle where each night I pray, yes, that nobody steals her heart away. Just can't wait until her lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. Yes, when the lucky day lives, when I marry sweet Lorraine.
Louis Armstrong, trumpet and voice, 1957. Oscar Peterson, piano. Herb Ellis, guitar. Ray Brown, bass. Louis Belson on drums. That's beyond beautiful. You Go to My Head, written by J. Fred Coots and Haven Gillespie. Sweet Lorraine by Cliff Burwell and Mitchell Parrish. Louis Armstrong, 1957. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Chaplin Subaru, announcing the arrival of 2010 Outbacks, Legacies, and Foresters. With cars arriving daily on the lot, Chaplin's offers both selection and financing through Subaru Credit. Located at I-90 and East Gate in Bellevue.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Dave Brubeck Quartet.
Carnegie Hall in New York City, 1963 for Columbia Records, the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Paul Desmond playing the alto saxophone, Dave Brubeck piano, Eugene Wright bass, and Joe Morello on the drums. St. Louis Blues by W.C. Handy, composed by him in 1914. That goes out to Barbara in St. Louis and Dave in Tacoma. Dave Brubeck Quartet, 1963, Carnegie Hall. You're listening to The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Lutheran University, presenting The Last Days of Judas Iscariot, set in a darkly comic world between heaven and hell, December 9th through 13th on campus. Times, tickets, and information at 253-535-7411. PLU on the web at plu.edu.
I'd like to do something, start something here today that I've done before over the many years I've been here at KPLU, and that is talking about the accompanist, the pianist in this case, Tommy Flanagan, and the job that's done there. You know, it's not the flash and solo and all that, although those solos are included. Tommy Flanagan here is with Lucky Thompson's band. Lucky Thompson, the tenor saxophonist, Flanagan piano, Willie Ruff on string bass, Walter Perkins drums. Flanagan also plays the celeste as well as the piano. 1965 for Rivoli Records, Passionately Yours, written by Thompson, and a 1945 hit for Ralph Blaine and Hugh Martin called Love.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Flanagan as an accompanist in the band of Lucky Thompson, 1965 for Rivoli Records. Passionately Yours, written by Thompson, and Love, written by Ralph Blaine and Hugh Martin. And Willie Ruff, playing string bass, Walter Perkins, drums, Flanagan on piano, and Celeste, 1965. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Now, again, as an accompanist, but this time starting with his own work in a trio, Flanagan, Tommy Flanagan on the piano, George Tucker, bass, Louis Hayes on drums from 1957. They will play It's Magic, a Julie Stein composition. Then that rhythm, that trio becomes a rhythm section behind Sonny Red on alto saxophone and My One and Only Love, written by Gray Wood, and then as a rhythm section for Curtis Fuller, trombonist, and Jerome Kearns, 1914, They Didn't Believe Me. For Regent Records, Tommy Flanagan. Thank you. of slow tunes for you with Tommy Flanagan Trio. Tommy Flanagan, George Tucker, and Louis Hayes. That's piano, bass, and drums, respectively. They started with It's Magic, a beauty by Julie Stein, from about 1948, introduced, if I remember correctly, by Doris Day. Then Sunny Red on alto joined them for My One and Only Love, written by Gray Wood. And then Curtis Fuller joined the trio. And They Didn't Believe Me by Jerome Kern. All that 1957 on Regent Long Playing Records. This is the Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Mercedes-Benz of Tacoma at Fife. With winter rapidly approaching, they understand that being prepared for all road conditions is critical. The all-wheel drive 4MATIC Mercedes is designed to meet these conditions. Located just off the freeway in Fife. Info at mboftacoma.com.
I suppose that Tommy Flanagan's name came to the fore in May of 1959 more than any other time, although he had been performing before that considerably. And that's the John Coltrane record called Giant Steps. Coltrane tenor and Flanagan piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Art Taylor on drums. We will hear two, Giant Steps and Cousin Mary, both by Coltrane. John Coltrane Quartet, May 1959 for Atlantic Records. Coltrane tenor, Tommy Flanagan piano, Paul Chambers bass, Art Taylor on the drums, two by Coltrane, Giant Steps, and Cousin Mary. And that ends the section about Tommy Flanagan, the accompanist. And as I said, that brought him to the fore of what was going on at that time. That was a big record for him and Coltrane, Paul Chambers, Art Taylor, everybody. A new approach, in a way. I like to bring to you what the, I think radio should bring to you, and that is something comfortable for you and something that isn't interrupted all the time and something that's representative of whatever it is that the person's talking about. That's this art. And so I do what I call on the job. And I brought for you Mel Torme, Bethlehem Records at the Crescendo Club in Los Angeles, 1957, his vocals. Because what this does is combine the beauty of the area of composition, the beauty of the poetry of the lyric, and the musicians around Mel Torme, in this case, Don Fagerquist on trumpet and Marty Page piano, Larry Bunker playing vibes or accordion, Max Bennett on string bass, Mel Lewis on the drums.
It's only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. It is only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played on a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Marty Page. On drums. Without your love, it's a honky tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played on a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. No, 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 it wouldn't, no, it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Make-believe! Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Good evening. This is Mel Torme doing on-the-spot live recording at the Crescendo. Here's a song that I recorded
some time ago with my old vocal group, the Meltones. We started out with Larry Bunker on conga drums, and we invite your attention. Larry, think about it like this. What is this thing called love? This crazy thing called love. Who can solve its mystery? Why should it make a fool of me? Oh, I saw you there one wonderful day. You took my heart and then you threw it away. That is why I ask the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing called love? I'm in the mist because I've been kissed by lovely you. What can it be that suddenly came over me? Donnie Fagerquist. Except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road I got the routine, so drop another nickel in that machine. Feeling so bad, I wish you'd make the music dreamy. And sad, could tell you a lot, but you've gotta be true to your code. Make it one for my baby, one more for the road. You'd never know it, but buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I got a lot of things to say when I'm gloomy. You simply gotta listen to me until it's talked away. Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. So thanks for the beer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. Be drowned, or it soon might explode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road.
Original, ladies and gentlemen, written by a wonderful New York drummer by the name of Specs Powell. A cute little original I think you might like. Love is just a bug that bites occasionally. I think I just got bit sensationally. If he should come along when you're with me, let him bite you, and I'll tell you all about the birds and the bees, and bring you up to date on flowers and trees. Your every little whim I'll try to please, 'cause we ought to make a lovely pair. So get in tune, don't be immune. It's contagious, but why care? Love is the only little bug. Well, come anywhere, have a little kiss. this one's on me. And while you're at it, dear, take two or three. Since that bug came along, I feel so free. I want you to marry me. Get in tune, don't be immune. It's contagious, but why care? Love is the only little bug. Welcome anywhere, have a little kiss. This one's on me. And while you're at it, dear, take two or three. Since love bug came along, I feel so free. I want you to marry, want you to marry, want you to marry me. Love is just a bug that bites occasionally. I think I just got bit sensationally. And so I want you, please, to marry me. There's a beautiful song I had the good fortune of singing last summer, ladies and gentlemen, over in England. It was written in England and one of my great favorites. I hope you like it. That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. He wore a frown. How could he know that we were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with snow. Such a romantic affair. And when we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley. Nightingale sang in Berkeley. Nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
On the Job with Mel Torme and other artists at the Crescendo Club, Los Angeles, 1957. I'll be back with them for you. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Olympic Hot Tub Company, featuring hot spring spas with Silk Balance Natural Water Care for chlorine-free water designed for soft skin. Olympic Hot Tub Company serving Seattle, Fife, Everett, Issaquah, and Lacey. Online at olympichottub.com. We make it easy to take it easy.
And support for KPLU comes from
Olympia Waldorf School, a private school serving preschool through 8th grade. Announcing the 2009 Enchanted Winter Fair, Saturday, December 5th from 11 to 3. Family entertainment, lunch, activities, and handcrafts. Information at olympiawaldorf.org.
C'est une chanson qui nous ressemble, toi qui m'aimais, et je t'aimais, nous vivions tous les deux ensemble. Toi qui m'aimais, moi qui t'aimais. Mais la vie sépare ceux qui s'aiment tout doucement, sans faire de bruit. Et la mer efface sur le sable les pas des amants
was just one of those things, just one of those crazy things, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings. Just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, good luck, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was one of those things. Saw her smile, I knew she was just my style. My only regret is we've never met.
though I think of her all the while. But she doesn't know I exist, no matter how I may persist. So it's clear to see there's no hope for me. Though I live at 5135 Kensington Avenue, and she lives at 5133, how can I ignore the girl next door? I love her more than I can say. Doesn't try to please me, doesn't even tease me, and she never sees me glance her way. And though I'm heart sore, the girl next door, affection for me, won't display. I just adore her, so I can't ignore her, the girl next
mine keeps singing. Lover, 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 come back to me. You came at last, love had its day. That day has passed, you've gone away. Heart of mine keeps singing. Come back, come back, come back to me. I remember every little thing you used to do. I'm so lonely. The road I walk along with you. No wonder I am lonely. The sky was blue, the night was cold, the moon was new, but love was old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine keeps singing, lover, where is my lover? Won't you discover where my lover can be? I remember every little thing you used to do. I'm so lonely. The road I walk along with you. No wonder I am lonely. The night was cool, the sky was cold, the moon was new, but love was old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine keeps singing, lover, come back, lover, come back, lover, come back to me.
come back, lover, come back, lover, come back to me. Lover, come back. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. It's a beautiful song, ladies and gentlemen, by the one and only Cole Porter. Perhaps a little bit of an obscure tune, but one that we love to do, and I hope you like it.
Looking at you, my troubles are fleeing. I'm admiring the view, 'cause it's you I'm seeing. And the sweet honeydew of well-being settles upon me. What is this light that shines when you enter like a star in the night? And what's to prevent her from destroying my sight? If you center all of it on me. Looking at you, I'm filled with the essence of the quintessence of joy. Looking at you, I hear poets telling of lovely Helen of Troy. My darling, life was so great, I wanted to end it till that wonderful day. You started to mend it, and if you'll only stay, I'll spend it all looking at you. Looking at you, I admire the view. When I'm looking, looking, looking at you.
On the Job with Mel Torme, 1957 at the Crescendo Club in Los Angeles, recorded by Bethlehem Records. Don Vega Crist on trumpet, Marty Page piano, Larry Bunker vibes, accordion, and conga drum. Max Bennett bass and Mel Lewis on the drums. What'd they do? It's Only a Paper Moon, written by Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg. What Is This Thing Called Love, Cole Porter. One for My Baby by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer. Love Is Just a Bug by drummer Specs Powell. A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square, Manning Sherwin and Eric Moskowitz. Autumn Leaves by Joe Kosma and Johnny Mercer. Just One of Those Things, Cole Porter. The Boy or Girl Next Door by Ralph Blaine and Hugh Martin. Lover, Come Back to Me by Sigmund Romberg and Oscar Hammerstein II. And Looking at You by Cole Porter. I'd like to go out with Jimmy Roll's version of Looking at You.
Is it all right if I say something at the beginning of this?
You're on.
I said, well, if I had never heard Ellis Larkins, I would have never learned this tune, I'm sure of it. Because he's the only one I ever hear play it. And it's one of those ignored things by Cole Porter. And it just don't come any better than Ellis Larkins. Larkins. Ellis Larkins.
Jimmy Rolls solo piano, 1974, in Cole Porter's Looking at You. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Mm-hmm.